Here I am on my alternate Monday, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and it must be time for Celtic Dawn. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
No. other's distance, I could be right there now with you. can see the torchlight shine bright. The gates are drawn, the hum sits still. That's laughter that bubbles within.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you, all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Oh, ye highlands and ye lowlands, where have you been? They have slain the Earl of Murray and laid him on the green. He was a broad gallant, and he played at the ball, and the bonny Earl of Murray was a flower among them all. Long will his this lady look off from Castle Doon as she see the Earl of Murray come sounding through the town. So I bade ye bring him with ye, but forbade ye him to slay. He was a broad gallant, and he played at the ring, and the bonny Earl of Murray, he might have been the king. Long will his lady look off from Castle Doon as she see the Earl of Murray come sounding through the town.
Clothes you find, clothes.
Good morning. That was Alden Patterson and Dashwood with the Time Song that they wrote inspired by the novel The Time Traveler's Wife. And yes, it's dark out there, isn't it? It's nearly 6:30 in the morning, but Halloween is just around the corner, and after that comes, the time when daylight savings time ends, so we will fall back, and it will be even darker. I will get to do my whole show in the dark. Before that was Said the Maiden with the Bonnie Earl of Murray from Here's a Health, out on Maiden Records. And prior to that, we heard Lorena McKennett from her latest album, Lost Souls, doing Spanish Guitars and Night Plazas, 100 Wishes, and Ages Past, Ages Hence. She got inspired by writing a song last year for the Canadian Armed Forces commemoration of Veterans Day. For those of you not current with the history, Veterans Day actually marks when the armistice that ended the Great War, as it came to be called, was originally World War I, and we were never supposed to have any other wars, but then there was World War II. And no one really wants to see the nuclear Armageddon of World War III, though I have to say that I think Mother Nature is getting pretty fed up with too many people on the planet and is doing her bit. Well, enough of that. Alden Patterson and Dashwood have one more date on their show. If you are traveling across the pond, they're playing at St. Mary's Church in Benhall in Suffolk on October the 26th, and then they start their autumn-winter tour. And almost all of these shows, they're the first act supporting show of hands. So, yes, if you'd like to see them, by all means, they start their autumn-winter tour on November the 1st and at G Live in Guildford in Surrey. And then on the 2nd, they're at Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. And on the 3rd, they're in City Hall Salisbury in Wiltshire. And after that, you can go check them out on their website. We're going to hear the title track from the album By the Night.
I've run out of root to grow. sticks and cry, and I fall, my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say I have turned like the enemy of earth, but I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you, please, can I help you find the peace and the stars?
Housemaid to a titled gent, a widower is he, and on the strict QT, I think he's gone on me. He swore at me the other day, he did, upon my life, called me a silly something, just as though I was his wife. Tra-la-la-la, that shows he loves me, and though he's 85 and goggle-eyed, tra-la-la-la, if he should ask me, and I consent to be his blushing bride, I might learn to love him later on.
Tra-la-la-la!
I might learn to love him later on. 'Cause men are scarce, they're hard to please, and I'm getting tired of getting housemaid's knees. Tra-la-la-la. So if he asks me, I shall not refuse Sir John. Though he's got misfiring tonsils, he has millions safe in consoles. Oh, I might learn to love him later on. Now, when his nurse is not about, we have a quiet spoon. Yes, every afternoon I feed him with a spoon. And when I helped him up because his knees had given way, the gay old blighter put his arm around me waist today. Tra-la-la-la. But when we're married, I'll make him take a dose of monkey gland. Ooh-la-la-la. And if the thyroid is half as good as what I understand, I might learn to love him later on. Tra-la-la-la. I might learn to love him later on. Oh, men are scarce, they're hard to please, and I'm getting tired of getting housemaid's knees. Tra-la-la-la. So if he asks me, I shall not refuse Sir John. He is gouty and cantankerous, but he's bought up half St. Pancras. He stutters and he dribbles, but they accept the checks he scribbles. So I might learn to love him later on. Tra-la-la-la. Unknown to him, I'm going to put the bands up in Mayfair. And in his old bath chair, I'll simply wheel him there. And when the parson says, do you take Liza Jane, Sir John? He can't say no, because he'll have his respirator on. Tra-la-la-la. Oh, how romantic. He won't know he's married, I declare. Tra-la-la-la. Until the morning, when he wakes up and discovers I am there. I might learn to love him later on.
Tra-la-la-la.
I might learn to love him later on. 'Cause men are scarce, they're bleeding hard to please, and I'm getting tired of getting housemaid's knees.
Tra-la-la-la.
And if he asks me, I shall not refuse Sir John. He's not what I'd ever sigh for, but his bank account's to die for. His language will be shocking, I'll just gag him with me stocking. I know he's clean and tidy, 'cause I wash him every Friday. I might learn to love him later on. Tra-la-la-la.
And that was from a performance staged in 2005, but the album is just seeing the light of day now. Linda Thompson presents My Mother Doesn't Know I'm on the Stage. And yes, that's a Linda Thompson singing I Might Learn to Love Him Later On, also known as Tra-la-la-la. And yep, she's in fine voice there, and she's joined by tons of other talented folks, and eventually the album was mastered and produced over here and is available now on Omnivore Recordings. And we're going to hear Colin Firth doing the title track of this panto show in vaudeville, Resurrection. My Mother Doesn't Know I'm on the Stage. Before that, we heard Child's Play doing Turka, the fiddle and the drum from The Bloom of Youth, and Alden Patterson and Dashwood gave us By the Night.
I'm cherishing a secret in my bosom about this dreadful stage life that I lead. I've heard it said that pros are decent people, but according to the papers that I read, both actresses and actors are dead wrong'uns. Whether from the palace or the hippodrome, the chaps I meet outside know I'm an actor, but I never breathe a word of it at home. So me mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. It would break her poor old heart if she found out. She knows I'm a deserter from the Scottish Fusiliers. She knows I stole a blind man's can that got me 7 years. She knows I've been connected with a gang of West End pests. The police have had me twice inside the cage. She knows I mix with ladies who have got a shady past. But me mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. Sometimes she sees the powder on me clothing, and then it's such a nuisance to explain. If she thought it was powder, she'd go crazy. Of course, I have to tell her it's cocaine. The day she met me out with Gladys Cooper, she started screaming murder and police, and would have caused a dreadful scene in public. So I told her that the girl was Crippen's niece. 'Cause my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. And when I draw £600 each week, if she knew where it came from, she'd shoot me like a dog. So I said I stole the money box from an Irish synagogue. She can think that I'm a murderer before she'll know the truth. I have to have respect for her old age. She knows that I'm a bigamist, a blackguard, and a crook, but thank heaven she don't know I'm on the stage.
Well, another great fiddler I used to listen to was a fella called Tommy Potts, great Dublin fiddler. And he had a very unique approach to the music, and it gave the music a very kind of abstract atmosphere, which was very intriguing. But these are two hornpipes that I learnt from him. Galway Bay is the first one, I think, and the second one is known as the Drunken Sailor. And my father was a sailor, but he didn't drink. I, on the other hand, am not a sailor.
Thank you.